Log Talk Radio.
Little Ali, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little Ali, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. This is Gary L. Wimmer for Psychics Gone Wild. It is December 4th, 2013, and we are glad to have you folks with us tonight. Sorry for the little bit of delay there. Skype cut me off, and that happens sometimes. Blog Talk Radio sometimes has some problems with sound and quality and delay. Such it is in the real world of technology. I'm happy to have as my co-host tonight, Dina Flanagan, and I am going to get Dina on here and let her introduce herself and tell us a little bit about you. Dina, hold on. You there, my dear?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Great. Great. How are you doing tonight?
Awesome. It's a good night.
Good, 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 good. Well, tell us about yourself and what you do, and give us a little intro.
Well, I'm from Maine. And so, 9 o'clock here Eastern Standard Time, and I'm a psychic reader, a medium, and I do deep healing work, and I also teach classes on developing all of that stuff. And I can be reached at 207-752-1399 or at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com, and I do phone appointments or Skype appointments or in-person appointments, and I've been doing this for over 25 years professionally. I've worked on cruise ships, and I've read on radio over the years. I'm in magazines, but just I love doing the work, and I love helping people.
That's great. I worked on cruise ships during, I lived in Europe all during the 90s and was playing music and giving readings, and I love the cruise ships. They were a lot of fun.
Yeah, they are fun. You meet a lot of interesting people.
Oh, from all over the world, you know, and I have to tell you a quick story. One night there was a guy who was about the size of, a huge van, grabbed my tip jar in the evening, passed around for 4 hours. Everybody, I kept asking the bar people, is this cool? They said, hell, I wouldn't complain. I made $1,200 on tips playing in this little place by myself on the cruise ship. Usually it was about 50. So big old guy from Greenland, and he just, he'd come back and he'd dump all the cash in my guitar case. And eventually I turned the guitar case around because it was getting so full. And at the end of the night, I couldn't even carry it back to the cabin. I had to carry the guitar separately. But I was grateful. So
that's awesome.
That was my cruise ship story. We got some callers in. We'll get to you in just a second. Just want to let you know, 580 and 770, you're the first with us, and we take calls in the order received. Well, Dean, it's a pleasure working with you again. Just wanted to take a second and tell you about what I do. I started giving readings in the early 70s, started playing music actually back in the mid-60s, and pretty well did that and gave readings my whole life. In 1977, I had a near-death experience that I wrote a book about called A Second in Eternity. It was a most fascinating, enlightening, revealing thing that ever could happen to anybody, I think, at least to me. And it gave me a lot of strength. Let me know a lot about how beautiful it is beyond this body and that one should never fear death. So if you're interested in that, you can check out A Second in Eternity on Kindle or on Amazon. In 1980... I met a very gifted psychic who just recently passed away. She taught me a method of reading stones called lithomancy. And in general, this method that I used, there's a lot of different methods throughout history, but not much written about any of them. I learned this method in 1980. It involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun through Pluto, Sun, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and then six stones, personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And when I do them in psychic fair or someone's there physically, they drop the stones into this basically a circle, a little piece of leather forming a circle about 14 inches in diameter. And when I do them over the phone, which I'll be doing with some folks tonight, I charge up the stones, tell you they're nice and warm, ask you to say drop them into this circle, and basically I read from the center to the top of the circle, which is 12 o'clock. I read it like a clock around for 12 weeks. So it covers 3 months, 12 weeks in general. And in 2000, when I came back from Europe, I wanted to figure out how other people did this. So I did a lot of searches on it, couldn't find anything written on it. So I wrote a book called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And you can find information about that on my website. In fact, you can find both about Dina and I on Psychics Gone Wild. So just wanted to give you a little information. And again, I'm so happy to be with you tonight, Dina. Let's do this. When we don't have too many callers, we'll give everybody a double whammy. If you can give a reading, I'll give a reading. We'll do both. When we get more folks.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to start with area code 580. Let me get you online here, 580. Are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Who are we speaking with?
Hello. My name's Vicki.
Vicki, hope you're doing well tonight.
I'm doing okay.
Well, remember, it can always improve.
Yeah.
You get your choice. You're one of the early callers. You get two readings. You want to go to Dina first or get a general reading from me first? Or what is your wish, my dear?
It doesn't matter.
Well, I've got
game.
You on the phone. I got you on the phone. I'll give you a quick general reading, and I'll let Dina prepare her psychic ability and compliment what I say. Okay?
Okay.
That's what you get for being an early caller, my dear. You get two for the price of one. That was that.
Okay.
Awesome. By the way, I'm coming to you folks from Austin, Texas, so if I sound like I have a little southern accent, I do because I tried to lose it when I was in Europe, and I moved back to Texas 10 years ago, and boy, it came back. So I can't talk.
You're not that
like
far from me.
Okay, well, you sounded southern, too. So, so Vicki, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm charging these 16 stones up, and they're getting nice and warm. So anytime you want to say drop, that's all you have to say, and I'll tell you, I call it three months in 3 minutes, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you got the magic stone, the moon stone, the love stone, the sun stone all coming into play. So it looks like a lot of good things for you emotionally. It's the right time for you to feel empowered. The right time for you to feel good things about love and communication and so forth. And it's a good time for you also to start making plans for the first of the year. It feels like you've been doing some planning in that area, and after the first year, things are really going to move well for you. But between now and then, it feels like there's a lot of emotional things that you're going through that are both empowering for you, that are giving you a sense of direction, and that are sort of bringing a lot of freshness and stability into plans you have. Certainly could be relationships as well. But it's by the second week, it feels like with both freshness and with a new sense of stability, both working together, it feels like you're accomplishing what you're setting out here in the next couple of days and week to do, is feel this sense of empowerment, emotional happiness, and so forth. That's the way the river is going. Go with it. Because by the third and fourth and fifth week here, the plans you've started making, you're going to start seeing ways to get those to happen. A lot of expansion, a lot of new possibilities. There's going to be new communication and decisions into the end of this month and the first of the year here that are going to be very empowering for you. It feels like the timing is right better, too, whether it's business or personal. A lot of good expansion for you. And by the fifth and sixth week here, as the expansion just continues to create, it's going to have a profound effect on you in terms of relationships, in terms of balance, and probably doing some short, like, errand trips, things like that, that are very healthy for you in all kinds of ways. Mm-hmm. By the eighth and ninth and tenth week here, what you have accomplished, what you've gone through, what you've processed becomes pretty clear, because you recognize how you've made this a lucky cycle and how that's giving you a lot of fresh healing ability about commitments, about place, about relationships, and about how you want this next year to unfold. And by the 10th and 12th week here, things feels like things about place are really on new waters, or maybe that's not the right thing to say considering the floods, but on a new terrain, on new turf. We just had floods here in Austin, so that may not be an appropriate way to say that, but fresh turf. And it all comes about because of the way you are taking this first week and a half or two with sealing love and emotions and good powers and good strength. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm going to turn you over to Dina, and you get the double whammy. Okay. How's that?
Okay.
Dina, are you with us?
Hi. I'm with us. I'm definitely. That was great. I was listening to that. So what would be your question? What do you want to know?
I'm a widow, and I've been a widow for a year, and there's a gentleman that has, he's kind of taken me on, like he said, some new waters. And yeah, he's popped the question, you know, and I've been debating. I mean, I feel in my heart it's the right thing to do. I feel like I'm ready, you know, but it's a big step.
Mm. Well, and I feel, oh yeah, go ahead.
I just, I'm just, I don't know, I'm scared.
Well, I need to get rid of the fears, because I feel like it's a good move for you, a good step for you. And that basically, that's all that it is for you right now, is just fear. You know, some apprehension, because it is a big step. And, it's one that you can't reverse, so that you're really not sure if that's the direction you want to go, because it's so permanent. But really, if you get rid of the fear and you take the step, it will bring about things. I agree with all of what Gary said. It will bring, it will change a lot in your life. A lot is going to go forth into new waters, new avenues, and it's going to open up a whole level for you. So that this level that you're on now, where you've thought about it, you're thinking about it, you have fears around it, when you do it, it will be gone. So now you'll be able to go to the next level, next higher. And it really will, it will be good. It's not a bad thing, I don't feel. I do feel like this person still has some things they have to work on too, I feel like.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm feeling, and that's where kind of some of your apprehension is. But I think together, the two of you work on your stuff and their stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that basically you're both operating on some fears, so together you'll get rid of those. Also, I feel like it brings forth a more stable future for you, is what I'm hearing. And but also lots of enjoyment. I see enjoyment from it.
Uh-huh.
And are we talking? Do you travel?
Huh?
What's that? Do you travel? Do you guys travel? Were you talking about travel?
Well, I have to travel to see him. We're not in the same town.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I kept hearing, travel. They yell and travel.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it. Is what I'm saying is, one of you has to give up something. And you know what I'm saying?
Well, I was thinking about moving closer to him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
and
what I
so
hear.
I could be there. I want to be there to take care of his mother, too, because that's one. His mother is, like, one of the reasons I want to marry him, because I love this woman so much, you know. I mean, she's like my mom.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
I do feel like a lot of changes come up, but they're good. So just get rid of the fears and everything will go well.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, he's been there for me since my husband died. I mean, but he's a lot younger than I am. I've got a child his age.
I feel like it's a good match, but you have to get on that level. Have to get comfortable with it, get on that level, or it will be a tough, you won't feel comfortable unless you get on that level.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things you've got to come to grips with before you can actually do any of these big moves within yourself.
Yeah. It's because he's like, set a date. I want you to set a date. No, I'm like, give me time.
Yeah.
Well, that's a reasonable request, Vicki. That's reasonable. Yeah. I mean, it really is, But I feel like Vicki does. This is a time for you to sort of liberate yourself.
A month ago, he was telling me, I don't know, marriage is against my religion. And then out of the blue, he's like, okay, I've thought about it, set a date.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I'm
what's
changed?
Well, everything changes.
Yeah. You got to think about it. You got to process things. And then all of a sudden, you have a clearer or different picture after you process.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, I thought about it, and, it takes me a long time to process things. I have to think things through, and
mm-hmm.
I've decided I want to marry you, set a date.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
So now it's time for your process.
Yeah.
So that's what I was saying, once you guys get rid of these fears and you're done doing your things, and when you come to the same page, it will work out. It'll be good.
Yeah. I mean, it is something I want, and my children adore him, and
mm-hmm.
and my grandchildren, to him, I've known him before I even knew my husband, before we got married, so to him, he's uncle,
mm.
so he's part of the family, and they're like, go for it, Mom,
Well, yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to just take a risk. And it sounds like all the signs are telling you to go that way.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that's what my husband would want, is for me to be happy.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
That's why I see on Rago, Pluto here is right next between the commitment stone and the luck stone. So, yeah, not only is he on your side, I feel like this whole experience is going to liberate you in a very healthy way. So don't be afraid to take the Pepsi challenge, Vicki. We're with you.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, you have a good night, girl, okay?
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
And remember, Vicki and And all you folks, you can listen back on the archives. Actually, you can download them to your computer. That's what I do, and then you can speed and go forward and everything else. So first we're going to get 770, and then we're going to get ASHIL. So let me get 770 on the line. 770.
Oh, hello?
Are you? Yes, who are we speaking with?
Hello. My name is Daphne.
Daphne, how are you, girl?
Oh, fine. I'm calling to see if you do you see me getting my job back? They let me go, like suspended pending, and I have a second hearing. And I want to know, do you see me getting it back?
Well, I'll tell you what. Do you want to take that, Bina, or you want me to take it?
I can't. I only heard half of it, something about a job.
Yeah, repeat it, Daphne, about a job that you want to make sure you don't you keep it, correct?
Because I took fake coupons, and I didn't know what they were saying, and that management approved it. And then I get laid off until they decide what to do with me.
Have you talked?
I had the person.
Like Gary, I can't hear Gary.
Yeah, I'm in the union.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. If you talked to somebody about it, okay. Is the union standing behind you?
Yeah, but I have a second hearing.
You know what I'm feeling, girl? Is because I'm looking at some cards right now, and the reason I was just about to ask you about support, because I felt that way. It was a lawyer. You said it was a union. I thought it was some sort of legal person that might be helping you, but it's obviously this union. You first of all, you made a good choice by letting them getting involved. They've got your interest at stake. They're certainly going to do the best they can. What I feel like is also coming up, this is where you can really get your power. When you have your chance to communicate, you really, it's like you practice for that. You don't go play in Carnegie Hall without practicing. You get your mind geared up. You get your spirit. You get your psychological energy. You get the universe working with you. You forget all your fears about what the worst case can happen is, and you start thinking about the best case that can happen is, which is you being able to succeed at the hearing and go about with your job. And I think that's just as important as it is for the union, the people who can help back you up. Because it does feel like through personal communication, relationships, and this includes the people you work for, the people that are doing the union people, and even other people around, as you look at all these relationships, look at them as empowering, not frustrating, not the fact that I got screwed or whatever. Look at the fact that you're going to make things right for yourself and make things right for the situation. And that means they give you another chance. And if you start thinking that way and you program yourself that way, you're doing the absolute best you can, because the fact that you do have this hearing means it's not written in stone yet. This could go a lot of different directions. But I see you getting a lot of satisfaction if you reach this mindset within yourself where you're empowered, because the union is already going to do the best they can do with their empowerment. So you're going through the challenge. You're the one that kind of feels the fire personally. They may feel the fire because they're backing you, but because you're feeling the fire personally, you turn that fire into empowerment, visualization, and that's all you can do. Well, above and beyond communicating when you get your chance. Does that make sense to you, Daphne?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really true.
Everything.
Pardon me?
Have to think positive about everything.
Yeah, because, you know, that's the best you can do. You know, if we had our consciousness was perfected enough, you know, we could, as they say in the Bible, move mountains, you know, but most of us aren't quite that perfect yet. We don't have that sense of spiritual power yet. Hell, we're trying to figure out how to deal with our families and our bills and our jobs and so forth, myself included. Just because I'm psychic, and Dina will probably agree with this as well, just because you're psychic doesn't mean you got it figured out. It means you're probably asking more questions than everybody else. So what I'm suggesting to you, Daphne, is look at yourself and ask you some questions. How strong am I? How much do I believe in myself? And go with that vibe. And I'm going to let Dina add to that. Dina?
And when I can't hear her, but I can pick up kind of the gist by listening to you. And I feel like, and I agree with Gary 100%, that you have to stay positive. You have to stay positive within this, because that is what's going to bring you through. What was the original question, Gary? If she can, if she's going to keep a job?
Yeah, or get back in. Is it keep the job or get back in, Daphne?
Yeah, give me a second chance.
Get reinstated. Yeah.
Get reinstated. Well, I'm still feeling like it's not about that. It's about it is about your kind of attitude, but not attitude in a bad way. It's about how you carry yourself. And it really, that's what it's about. And this is about a change or a life lesson. That's what I'm hearing. That, and if you can grasp that, then you can stop it from happening again. I feel like you have a good shot at getting reinstated, but I'm not quite sure. I agree that it's not written in stone. So it really does depend on a lot of things, on how you present yourself. They're really looking for, they're kind of looking for that. They want positive. They want upbeat. Kind of why would anybody want to reinstate somebody who's not positive and upbeat when they could fill that position with somebody who is? So that's kind of like what I'm seeing, what is happening or what they're looking for. So definitely put your best foot forward and stay positive.
Yeah, but I've been there for so long.
Yeah, well, sometimes you have to go through long lessons. Definitely. Sometimes you go through, 20 years of being a politician, you don't get reelected. Sometimes you're a rock star at 20 and you can't get a gig at 40. I don't know that personally because I always had crummy gigs to begin with, so there was nowhere for me to fall as a musician. But basically, just as Dina was saying, it's not written in stone. You do have the power to sell yourself, and it is, I agree with her, it is a spiritual challenge. That's why I say this is going on with you. Quit being afraid of being empowered. And, America loves a hero. You go back to those people and you just kick ass with honesty, with determination, with blah, blah, blah. You sell them enough on yourself, they'll be a fool not to have you back. But that's what you want to do. You don't want to go with your shoulders down and lack of confidence. That's why I say prepare. Just like if you want to play. Pardon me?
The customer's going to ask where I am. They're going to, be back there because of me.
It doesn't matter what the situation is. It matters how you handle it. And that's why I feel like you're not giving yourself full credit, just like Dean was saying, that allow yourself to really see that it's not written in stone, that you do have a lot of sellability in this and power, and that it is a life experience. And by God, you're going to put your best foot forward and that's all you can do. But if you put your best foot forward, like 95%, not 20%, your chances of succeeding are 95% as opposed to 20%. You with me, girl?
Yeah.
Start thinking of it in that way. See yourself as a winner. See yourself as, okay, I'm a politician. I got caught with someone that wasn't my wife. I'll go back and make an apology to the people. America loves heroes. Turn yourself into a hero. Make this a mark that just impresses you and impresses other people, because it is a life challenge. And when you pull this off, you're going to realize how powerful you are. And if you don't quite pull it off, it's going to make an impression on you that, by God, I'm going to kick ass twice as hard next time. And it's not being rough. It's being wise, gentle, alert, conscious, aware. You with me?
Yes.
Listen back on the archive, definitely. I'm sorry I mispronounced your name. And just want to let you know we're going to Asheville, and then we're going to 210. And I sure like being on the show with you, Dina. You just got such great vibes and good energy. And
you too.
Oh, love to be in your company. This is Asheville, Ashil. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. Is that your name, right?
Yeah, Ashheil.
Ashheil, okay, that's right. I'm sorry. You can tell what a gringo I am.
It's all right. Yeah, but I've spoken to you before, too. Can you imagine? But it's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, good, good. Well, we've still got time to do a double whammy. Do you want to go Dina first or me first? It's up to you, brother.
I want a general from you, and I have a specific question for her. So I guess we start with you.
Okay. Like I said, you call in early before a bunch of people call in, and you get the double whammy. And 210, you'll be coming up in just a few minutes, just to let you know. Did I do a reading for you before, Ashiel?
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it, Ashiel?
Ashiel, yes.
Ashiel, excuse me. Was it helpful?
Yeah. It was, you know, back, you know, there's some changes things before some things happen, and, you know, so I'm in a different place, so I'm just curious.
Changes always happen. That's the one thing we can certainly expect in life and never be disappointed is change. You know, it's the one constant, you know.
Yeah.
Having said that, my man, I am charging these 16 stones. And any time you say drop, I'll drop them, and I'll tell you in general what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go. Well, you've got the commitment stone right at the top here. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I just heard a click. I didn't know if I got
this. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You've got the commitment stone right at the top, and that has a lot to do with business, with commitments, with organization, with things you have to do and want to do. And it feels like it's coming into a new sense of play here. It will certainly affect you a lot just in the first week as far as things around your place, new visions, new ideas, new hopes as you move into the new year. And now all in the center here, you have Jupiter. You have Saturn, you have Uranus, Neptune, the Lux Stone, and you have the Love Stone sort of pointing toward 9 o'clock. So a lot of what you're learning is not only how to, several things, how to work around obstacles, and another fresh way of working around obstacles where you see whether it's business or personal. You're also learning a lot here in the first couple weeks about how to, expand and be ultra-creative. Very resourceful, seeing new things and knowing how to organize those, put them into your life, put them into your structure, put them into your business ideas, put them into what you're learning. And you've also got this lucky thing going on with luck during this period that's going to bring you a lot of both fresh spiritual ideas and good feelings about family and love and relationships in a fresh new way. So commitments both on a personal level, you to yourself to stay empowered and to see this expansion, and on a level of emotions and love are both taking part in this three-month period. So for the first week and a half or two, you're going to feel a lot of fresh new energy, new ways of working around, like I said, obstacles, with a lot of empowerment, new ideas about place and expansion in that area. Maybe it's like it could be workplace and home place, maybe how they work together, maybe how you reach a balance between the two. If you work at home, it's getting even a better expansion on that. But whatever these things about place are, they're very empowering for you, because as you go into the first part of the year, not only are you much more strengthened about ideas, and you're seeing them how you can make them happen, you're conquering a lot of your doubts about yourself and your future. And that's very good for you, because when we recognize our doubts and our fears, and we recognize them one time, we cure those, we work through them, and in 2 months or 2 years or 20 years later, we run into another batch. It's a continued process of learning about our strengths and our weaknesses, and accentuating our strengths and turning our weaknesses into strengths, or our fears into action, that sort of thing. So you're doing a lot of that after the first of the year that's going to put you on a complete new footing as far as how you see relationships, how you see plans, and how you see timing, especially from about the fourth and fifth week on. You're starting a chain of events here. The way these stones are lining up, they're just like very empowering for you. So if things seem a little bit confusing on one hand now, a little bit nebulous, a little bit taxing, and those sorts of things, that's all going on. because in this process, you're figuring out a new sense of organization here in this first couple of weeks and a new sense of relief after the first of the year. So this chain of good effects emotionally and direction-wise and planning-wise and decision-wise, and as far as where you're going to direct your energy, is not just only in business but also in relationships, is very empowering for you. And from the 9th to the 12th week, the things you're working on now, as far as seeing commitments in fresh forms and new ways, is going to actually work out for you. So don't be afraid to think big in this next couple weeks, such that you can let this good, empowering cycle really manifest fully and take you away from some of your doubts about things. Now, that's kind of in general what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you, brother?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, especially because, since I have a caller, so let me just go to, it does make a lot of sense. Absolutely.
Well, good. I'm going to let Dina, my sweet Dina, add to it, my dear.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. My question to you, it's regarding, even though you kind of mentioned some of it, it's regarding my love life. There's someone that I was actually attracted to last spring, and the attraction was mutual from what I was feeling. But then it became more of a friendship. And eventually at the end of like July or so, I decided to like move on and just kind of leave it behind. We ran into each other yesterday on the street, and the number were exchanged. I could feel the attraction was still there and it was still mutual. So I'm debating if this is something that I should. How do you feel about this?
Do you mind giving a name?
I can give you an initial why.
Okay. A why. Okay. My sense is that I still feel the attraction there. And that my sense is that it didn't work before because it wasn't timing. And I feel the timing is a lot better now. And there's no doubt that you should try to pursue it. There is things to be worked out. There's things to be learned and done in this lifetime with that person. So I feel that you should pursue it. And if it doesn't happen quite yet, it will happen within the next couple months, at least, you know, the result or the, you know, your answer or the lesson or whatever it is you're supposed to get from it. It will happen within the next couple months. So my sense is definitely pursue it because the timing is a lot better. They're showing me that the timing then, it just wasn't right. It was almost like it was just put in play, put in motion, and that so that it would be familiar or come back around when the timing was right, that feeling. I also feel like you were together in past lives, and that's somewhat of the attraction, the connection, too. It keeps coming back. It keeps coming back. And so no doubt you need to try and pursue this. That's my feeling. That's what I'm hearing.
And do you see me dating other people as well, or should you just concentrate on this first?
I think at the moment that you should concentrate on this, but definitely leave your doors open.
Okay.
At the moment. So don't close doors to anything. They're saying be very open for anything that can come in over the next, they're saying over the next, like, through March, April. So be open to anything that comes in. So in other words, everything isn't just black and white. Be open to whatever comes in, because this connection here might be just working something out from the past, but you have to pursue it to see. So that's why you should not close down the doorways opening, because
okay,
there's going to be several doorways opening for you to create. I agree very much with what Gary saw, was there's going to be a lot of great opportunity coming up for you, so you don't want to close any doors. You don't want to shut things down, and the path will become clear to you. It may not be that clear right now, but it will become clear to you.
Okay, yeah, because I was actually debating. I was like, you know what, why did we run into each other again? And the attraction, you have, it's an amazing attraction. It's almost unbelievable. And that's the way why I kind of ran away in the first place, because I felt like I couldn't control it. I couldn't have it, so it was best for me to move on, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do know. I know that very well. But, no, I think this is something, like I said, you play out, but don't close down doors. That's what they're telling me.
But you still see the attraction being mutual right now, because I felt it, but, you know, my intuition told me that it was.
I do feel it being mutual, and like I said, I also feel it being a better time frame for it. It's better than what it was before. Before, just put it in motion so that it could be one step further this time. You know what I'm saying? So that it's one step closer, one step what have you. And I don't know, but you may have to play this out a few times throughout life. So, but you'll figure that out. That's what they're saying, that it will be clearer. It's definitely going to be clearer, so... Yes, for sure.
Well, thank you very much, guys. That was a great reading from both of you. And somehow you guys both work well together, because you just complimented what it said earlier. So I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling, brother. And let us hear back from you. Hope everything works out. But I was feeling the same thing that Dean was. This is a good timing for you, you know. Maybe Christmas is a little hectic, but it feels like after the year, things are really going to bolt for you. And it's going to help you conquer a lot of your doubts, too. And that's something we're always working on.
Yeah, well, the doubts, to be honest with you, came a little bit because of my last business didn't really work out. And you picked up on that already. And I'm looking forward to a new project on my own. So that's what's going on through my mind. You already mentioned it anyway, so...
Okay, well, I tend to mention things twice and three times sometimes. I forget. I'm getting kind of senile in my old age. You don't have to rub it in.
Well, again, guys, thank you so much. And hopefully I'll talk to you next year and give you the good news.
Excellent.
Let people know about the show. Check on Psychics Going Wild, and thank you for being with us tonight, brother.
Thank you.
All right. I just love to hear your feedback, Dina, because it... as I look at these stones, I'm feeling the same thing, and it's just like, it's a nice feeling of synchronicity, my dear. What more can I say?
Yeah, definitely. It is. It's awesome when it just kind of flows like that.
We're going to area code 210. 210, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you all both so much. God bless you both.
Oh, you too, my dear.
Yeah. Basically,
what's your name?
My name is Laura.
Okay, I just want to type it in here because my memory is shorter than my typing skills by a long shot. Okay, Laura, let me save it. Now I got you. We've got time to give you a double whammy. Want to go to Dina first?
That would be wonderful. Either one is fine, whatever y'all feel drawn to.
Well, Dina, I'm going to let you go first. Covered after
all right.
That.
Okay, what's your question?
Well, basically, I was trying to figure out how to word it accurately. It's in regards to my lower back. My lower two discs need hydrating, and I do have a bulging disc and a tear there that's been causing numbness in the lower legs. I have been going to see a healer in Austin, and I was just wondering, how do you see this progressing?
Well, have you had the operation yet?
Have I had what?
Have you had an operation yet?
No.
Because I feel it. Is that in the works, the talk, an operation on the bulging disc?
You think that I need an operation on the bulging disc?
Have they had that talk with you yet?
Oh yes, but I don't want to have an operation.
Well, right. So because what I'm feeling is that's the avenue they want to go. This is what I'm hearing. That's the avenue they want to go. But I feel like there's a few more things you can do before you go that avenue.
Right. That's why I've been going to this healer.
Yeah. I still feel like, though, there might be a small procedure you might have to have done. Not the major one like they were talking about, but some smaller procedure that you might have to have done. In addition to the healing, continue to go to the healing. If you go into therapy at all?
Well, this happened a little over a month ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it has been kind of, I was working out and going to the gym, and I went to the doctors, and somehow they injured it and accidentally, by poking and prodding on me, and then somehow I bent over, and I'm not sure what happened, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not blaming anyone, but when you say, I was told to maybe start swimming now.
Yes, that's, I'm hearing like this, you do some like a therapy exercise, swimming, yoga, something along that lines. And over time, it will help out. And it like depends on how long you want, you know, or whatever. It's going to take a little bit longer, but over time, it will help. I see it lessening. I see it getting better. And so, but then in addition, maybe some small procedure. I don't know what that is, but that's what I'm hearing, some small procedure. Just help it, alleviate it. Not a major operation, but some small procedure. So, but also continue, I'm hearing with a therapy or an exercise that's going to help it and some healing work. But continue this, and I feel it needing to be gentle. You know, whatever it is that you're doing to help, it needs to be gentle, and you have to keep positive.
Is this a small procedure? Do you see it being done at a chiropractor's office, like with a machine called the DRX 9000? Is that
what
you're referring to? It's called a DRX 9000.
What is that?
It's a machine that it pulls you apart so that blood flow and oxygen can get into the discs.
Well, yeah, it is something along that line. It's something small like that, but it's not a major thing, so it is something like that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It needs that extra help. You alone can't do it. It needs that extra help. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm feeling. So,
okay.
Yes, definitely. But I would not go for the major operation. I would do these things first,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's going to take a bit longer, but if you have the patience, you'll find the relief, and eventually it will start to get better.
Do you have any kind of time frame, basically?
Well, I'm feeling like it's going to take, gosh, about 3-4 months, you know, of patience is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So. You know, just hold on. I mean, I know it's not fun to have that or to, you know, feel any of that, but if you
mm-hmm.
do these things, it will. I feel it getting better. You just have to be gentle with it.
Right. My mom and dad have been helping me, but they really do need me to start pulling in some money, earning some mm-hmm. money. Do you see anything in regards to me figuring out a way to earn some money, possibly from home, working on my computer? That's the only thing I can think of right now.
That's what I saw when you asked me. I heard the only thing you can do right now is sit home and figure out a way to make money on your computer. That's how I do. Like, I don't know if you know how to do eBay or anything like that, because you can sit there and make money. You can make money that way. You can do it through, I don't know if you have any skills or talents that you can offer. You know, I don't know if you can do web pages type, whatever. But I would look into any of that way, because I feel like you can't do anything strenuous right now. So that's what I'm feeling. You've got to stay gentle with this back.
Right.
Down in there.
Exactly. That's
or else
exactly
you're going to keep
kind of where I thought.
Yeah, you're going to keep putting it out. But see what's out there. There might be other jobs out there that you can sit down and do. You know what I mean?
Well, I have not been able to sit.
Yeah.
For long lengths of time. I'm typically, like right now, I'm on my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
While
right.
I'm talking to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the healer that I've been going to see and him helping me? Because I have been driving all the way to Austin.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's okay. He's a piece of the puzzle, but mm-hmm. he's not the end all and be all. He's just a piece. There's a collective. This is collective.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's just a piece of it. So, but he's okay. But don't expect him to do miracles because he's just a piece of the puzzle. He's collective. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? It's
right.
a little bit from there, a little bit from there, and a little bit from here. But Gary, mm-hmm. you get anything?
Boy, Laura, can I add to your insight on that? I'm 66,
yes.
and I have a bulging spine, L2, L3, L4. I've had it my whole life. It didn't really bother me till about 15 years ago I started feeling subtle back pain. It started getting worse. And about 5 years ago, it got incredibly bad. I had to go get pain medication. I could get that through an outfit called HAM here in Austin, Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. You might have heard about it. They couldn't afford anything other than to send me to a little bit of physical rehab and getting pain medication. At 65, I finally got on Medicare, and I got to see a neurosurgeon. I work all these psychic fairs, so I've been through a lot of different healers, and I really believe in the power of the mind and the body and the spirit. As I was telling someone a while ago, if you truly had your conscience high enough, you could move mountains. The problem is most of us aren't that perfect in our thought patterns. Most of us are carrying a lot of karma, a lot of problems, and so even though theoretically, if you had the mind power, you could cure this instantaneously, just like Christ turned water into wine or whatever you want to believe about anything in miracles, it can happen. The fact of the matter is most of us aren't there. So I went through all sorts of acupuncture. I went through all sorts of Reiki, different therapies, chiropractors. They all helped, as Dina was saying, all part of the puzzle. But when I finally saw a neurosurgeon and got an MRI, she told me I had the worst spinal stenosis she'd ever seen. She didn't know how I could stand or walk. And indeed, I'd been limping over for the last 2 years. I had to give up playing music because I just couldn't carry equipment around and couldn't stand up or sit down long enough. I'm also an actor. I had to give up acting because I couldn't play any roles without kind of stumbling along. So, yes, I know this issue. I got back surgery in August 22nd because my neurosurgeon said, look, we can help. We can't cure it all, but we can help. I was doubtful about it. I went in for surgery, threw my hands up, said, God, take care of me, man. I just, you know, because there's no guarantee I can come out of it. It was not my first choice. I'd gone through every kind of physical therapy, healing, acupuncture, everything. But the bones were crushing a nerve. And unless I had the mental and spiritual power to make that not happen, it was a physical thing, just like an anvil dropping on your toe. You know, you can meditate away, but you're still hurting, you know. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I went for the surgery. Woke up 2 hours later, or I guess 3 hours after the surgery, they wake you up pretty immediately. And the first thing I know is for the first time in 5 years, the bottoms of my feet were not numb. I felt instantaneous relief, even though I was in incredible pain and under incredible narcotics. They worked on L2, L3. It took me several weeks to recoup. It took me 2 months before I really started doing any exercise. But I'm in much better shape now than I was. It's the first time in 4 years I've been able to stand up straight. I'm not in constant pain. I'm still in pain, but I'm not having to take pain medication. Maybe one Tramadol or one Celebrex once in a while, but not constantly. So, depending on your age and so forth, as Dina was saying, yeah, go look at these, all these other therapies help. But don't be intimidated. Today's modern medicine actually does things that no other remedy could do. They move the damn bone off the nerve. And that's why all of a sudden I can walk. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So if that's a step you have to go, they're pretty damn good at it now. They're pretty good at it. They really are. I was scared to death, and I talked to several people who had back surgery, and every one of them said, now they're pretty good, you know. So consider that as an option if the other options don't quite bring you the satisfaction you like. Yes, I'd like to be able to heal through purely spiritual power, Reiki, meditation, yoga, but none of those things actually put the bone off the nerve. And she said I had the worst spinal stenosis. She cut out big chunks of a bone in me, and that's why I could stand up for the first time in 4 or 5 years without leaning over with that incredible pain. Just wanted to share that story with you. I live here in Austin. I work at psychic fairs. I know a lot of these healers, been to a lot of them. They're all good. But uh-huh. My case, I needed the surgery. I'm glad I got it. And I probably, you know, if I decide to it again, it may be several years from now. Because as they say, if you get the worst part of the bottleneck, usually you can deal with the rest. Unless she got the worst part of the stenosis, and I can deal with the rest. So I just wanted to add that, girl. And as far as your thing on finances, I'm just kind of kind of drop some stones for you. And I was picking up with what Dina said about both home and about looking at new opportunities for yourself, looking at expansion. I read a book today on Kindle. I got it free about how to make $3,000 a month, and I realized this guy actually does it, and he's right. There are ways to do this. I don't know them, obviously. I don't spend my time doing that, but they're out there. So think real positively about finances, about income, and about what I mentioned on my back.
Okay.
Okay, girl?
All right. Well, thank you so much. God bless you both. I've been kind of saying a prayer for y'all while y'all have been talking.
Hey, we're saying a prayer for you.
Too.
Yeah, no, keep the faith and for sure, like Gary and I were both saying, if you don't want the operation, those are the alternatives you can do. And if those work, fantastic. But if they don't be afraid of the operation. Because this is what I keep saying. I'm with Gary there. It doesn't have to be a big, huge, invasive operation all the time. It can be something simple.
Right.
You know,
right.
And there is a lot more modern technology. So don't be afraid of everything. Look at all your options. If you want to go the healthy route first, do that. See what happens.
And I suggest doing that first.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Because you want to exhaust, and you don't want to just go straight for that unless you really have to. Like, the pain is so bad you can't take it.
Right.
You
okay.
know, and but either way, I feel like there'll be some good results for you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
God bless you both.
You too. Well, Dina, again, it's been a pleasure being with you, my dear. We've just got about a minute and a half left, so I'm going to go out with a song I wrote called When Our Hearts All Beat Together, and would love to have you folks join us next week. I'm honored to be on tonight. Jethro was sick, so glad to be with you, my dear, and hope to talk to you again. Hope to host with you again.
Yes, thank you so much. I had a great time.
Me too, girl. Have a good evening. You folks tune in next week. God bless you.
Hopes that they